CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and Mauritania have signed six new cooperation documents connected to economics, infrastructure construction, and healthcare. The documents have been signed following meetings between President Xi Jinping and Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz. The two mainly discussed the Chinese government Silk Road Initiative and the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, which is set to open in December in South Africa. For his part, Aziz says he's welcoming Chinese investment in his country. It's been announced a group of Chinese scientists are going to be joining an expert panel later this year to lay out guidelines for a controversial new procedure connected to human genome research. The Chinese Academy of Sciences will join other scientists from the UK and the US at an international summit in Washington in early December to discuss a process called human gene editing. Editing is a new process which has been developed which can allow scientists to alter the smallest parts of human DNA. This process can allow scientists to alter the human genetic code to allow scientists to potentially eliminate genetic-based diseases. However, the scientists will be meeting to discuss the ethical and social ramifications for the advancement. One person has been killed in a shooting at Delta State University in the U.S. state of Mississippi. The victim, a professor at the university, was shot inside an office at the campus. The campus has since been locked down as police hunt for the shooter. She's believed to be a fellow professor at Delta State, who is also wanted in connection with a separate shooting at a home some 300 kilometers away from the site of the campus. Authorities say they believe the shootings are connected, though they have not provided a possible motive at this point. It's being suggested North Korea may be preparing to attempt a new long-range ballistic missile. This follows a report in North Korean state media, which is quoting an official with the North Korean Aerospace Development Administration as saying they're accelerating their efforts to put new satellites into space. This is fueling speculation North Korea may be preparing to launch a rocket to coincide with the 70th anniversary of the ruling Korean Workers' Party, which falls on October 10th. However, South Korean observers say they have not yet detected any signals the North may be preparing for a missile launch. Previous moves by the DPRK to put a satellite into space have met with sanctions, as they are viewed as covert attempts to test the North's long-range missile capabilities. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is warning of possible new indictments in a widening investigation into corruption in football's governing body, FIFA. Lynch has been meeting with Swiss officials who are conducting their own separate investigation into alleged bribery connected to the World Cup bidding process. She has refused to comment on whether former FIFA president Sepp Blatter is a target in her case. In May, Lynch's department indicted 14 football and marketing officials and unsealed six guilty pleas as part of a $150 million U.S. bribery and racketeering conspiracy case. Mexico's government is calling for an immediate investigation into the deaths of a number of Mexican nationals in Egypt. This came after Egyptian security forces mistakenly fired on a group of tourists in Egypt's southwestern desert on Sunday. It's believed the attack left a dozen tourists dead, including as many as eight Mexican nationals. Mexican Foreign Minister says Egyptian officials are promising a full investigation. The Egyptian military fired on the tourists after mistaking them for terror suspects who were in a group of trucks similar to the ones the tourists were in. The head of Iran's nuclear agency says Tehran is ready for extended international cooperation in its nuclear energy program. Ali Akbar Salehi has made the statement at the opening session of the International Atomic Energy Agency's annual General Assembly in Vienna. The finalization of the Iran nuclear deal will see a reduction of sanctions against Iran connected to its nuclear programs. It may also allow more room for international cooperation with Iran when it comes to its nuclear power production. Iran has long insisted its nuclear program is for civilian purposes only. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.